With more than 8,500 children in Tennessee needing foster parents, the nonprofit agency Centerstone is offering classes in the PATH for Parents as Tender Healers program. Many of the children have additional needs for a therapeutic foster home. I spoke with a foster care coordinator to learn more about the program. Michelle Snow is a recruiter and trainer for Centerstone, helping to find and prepare potential foster families for children that may need more than a typical foster home can provide.
Centerstone is a mental health agency. They have been around Tennessee for over 50 years. Within the last 4 years, they've expanded out of the center of Tennessee into the east and west. Centerstone has been here in southeast Tennessee for 4.5 years. And we provide therapeutic foster care services. There's in-home support services for families with children and youth who are not in DCS custody or state custody. They do in-home counseling and support on a short-term basis, about 3 months if needed. And then there is school-based services that provides counseling services to children at school, so they don't have to leave school and miss a lot of school time.
When the Department of Children's Services gets involved with maybe a complaint or needing to evaluate a family if a child may be endangered in some way, mm-hmm. or a situation where perhaps the parents are in prison and the children have limited access to their family, they may need to go to foster care, or they may still be placed with another family member but still need services like counseling services and things like that. Is that where you would come in?
Yes. Centerstone Foster Care is a therapeutic foster care. We're a therapeutic foster agency, which is different than if you're a foster care home straight through Department of Children's Services. They have foster homes, and they provide care for children who are what they consider level one children. Their needs are minimal as far as needing services, whether it be any type of counseling or maybe physical therapy or just, you know, different things like that. Therapeutic foster care is different in that we provide services for levels 1, 2, and 3. And those levels are decided during a child and family team meeting if needed. And that's all decided with the Department of Children's Services. But if a child comes into the therapeutic contract, we provide therapeutic services. Our foster parents go through the normal PATH training classes that all foster parents of Tennessee go through. And then before they're approved as a foster parent, they go through an additional 15 hours of therapeutic training. Then we complete the home study, and then they're approved as a therapeutic foster parent. We provide services as needed for the child. The child is seen by the case manager more often. They are able to receive therapy services, counseling services as needed. The case managers are available to the foster parents 24 hours, 7 days a week.
You are talking about children with a little bit more than maybe just angry at being in a foster home. You're talking about children that might have developmental delays, children that might require special education services or occupational therapy or speech therapy, children that have special needs.
Yes. The children that come into care that we receive are children who come into care from physical, emotional, or neglect or sexual abuse. Also unruly, and if a child or youth has been adjudicated delinquent from the court system. If they are coming in under unruly or delinquent, then they're coming in because of their own behavior. If they're coming in under neglect or abuse, they're coming in based on the parents' parenting or lack of parenting decisions. And so there's different qualifications and different needs that have to be met in order for a child to return back home. But for a child coming in under therapeutic needs, there's more supervision. Even for an older child, there's more supervision. If you have a 13 or 14-year-old child of your own versus a child that's coming into foster care, the child coming into foster care doesn't just take a walk down the street unsupervised. So, I mean, there's just those type of things, that there's more supervision needed, a lot more patience and understanding, an understanding of mental health, wellness, an understanding of rejection, an understanding of how to help a child heal through the issues that they're working through.
foster care is just part of the issue. There's also adoption or the potential of adoption.
Yes. We also work with foster parents who, if it looks like or becomes evident that the child is not going to be able to return back to their birth home, then the foster parent may adopt the child that's in their home. We have children who are available already for adoption. Centerstone has children right now that we're looking for homes for the children to be adopted. There are children through the state of Tennessee who need adoptive homes. So we also work with adoptive families.
If you have a child that is in a therapeutic foster home, finding adoptive parents for a child that might have developmental delays or emotional issues or even prior delinquency issues, that's a lot harder than finding someone willing to adopt a two-month-old beautiful little baby.
This is true. And that's why the training and education is so important. And getting families to understand and really look at and hear about the success stories of other families who have gone through that process. Oftentimes, as a foster parent, by this point, you already know that child. You've already bonded with that child. You know what makes that child tick. You know what they need as far as what type of parenting skills or what type of interventions. And that. So when that child does become available for adoption, you know, if they do, over 90% of the time, the foster parents are the ones that are going to adopt that child that's in their home. And so it keeps stability for that child, continuity, and, you know, helps with more permanence for that child.
Which would probably help with the healing a lot faster.
Yes, absolutely.
Centerstone is offering a free 12-week training course beginning in January that will prepare families to take on the role of a therapeutic foster home.
These classes meet once a week. It's about a three-month process from beginning to end, and then allowing another month after classes to finalize paperwork and writing up of the home study and doing the home visits. It seems like a long time, but there is a lot required of foster parents that are in training. There's the paperwork. There's the self-reflection, deciding that this is indeed what they want to do because it is a commitment. With Centerstone here in Chattanooga, we don't cover just Hamilton County. We cover surrounding counties as well. I make home visits, and the case managers make home visits to all the foster parents who are in McMinn, Polk County, Bradley County, Ray County, Sequatchie County, Marion County, all of the surrounding counties.
The need for foster families is tremendous, and especially families prepared for those with therapeutic needs.
Right now, there's more than 400,000 children and youth in the foster care system across the United States of America. 8,500 youth are here in Tennessee. We receive referrals for children that need a placement, and we don't have enough foster homes. Because each foster home is individual, and each foster home or family decides what type and how many children that they felt comfortable parenting. We need foster parents who are willing to parent teenagers, and we need foster parents who are willing to parent sibling groups of three or more. We have a lot of sibling groups coming in and not enough homes that can take three or more children. And even teenagers, even if someone said, yes, I'll parent a teenager, but I can only have one child, that's okay, because we need families. And people seem to be afraid sometimes of the teenagers, think that they'll be physically aggressive or they could hurt their family. Whatever age that child is, between Department of Children's Services and Centerstone, they look at the safety of the community and the safety of the child and the safety of that family to make sure that that child can be safely in a foster home. If that's not the case, then the child will be put in the most appropriate setting for that child.
Case managers at Centerstone provide an additional level of advocacy for the children and also the foster families, helping make the transition more positive. The training program begins on January 23rd and meets each Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. through April 10th. Follow the links at the Around and About blog at wutc.org or contact Michelle Snow at 423-710-5843 for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.